It's the House of Blues Radio Hour.
The House of Blues Radio Hour is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. Visit us at geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
This is the House of Blues Radio Hour, bringing you fine music and culture since 1994. Watermelon Slim, Vietnam vet, has been a teacher, truck driver, a farmer, and who knows what else. He does have some stories to tell, and man, can he play the blues.
Well, I'm too poor to pay attention. I'm too hungry to eat, too sick to see my doctor, and I'm too tired to sleep. Hard times. Hard times have come and asked. Everyone will see me on my good side, baby. You had better look bad. Better look bad.
Watermelon Slim and his band, The Workers, from the album of the same name on the Northern Blues label, the tune Hard Times. I'm very excited to welcome Watermelon Slim to the House of Blues Radio Hour.
Thank you very much, Ward. I appreciate that.
Sir, this is your first time on the program. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got into this music we all love.
Well, I was born in 1949. I grew up in Asheville, North Carolina, and the blues was the first live music that I ever heard. It was being sung by a woman that worked for my mother. And this was the last days of the old Jim Crow down there in the South. So I grew up with that perspective, with a lot of Southern and Southern black culture. And it just kind of grew on me over the years.
Now, sir, although you don't look it, you have the age to be a Vietnam vet, and you were one. I understand that you were in the conflict when you taught yourself the slide guitar. Is that right?
That's right. I got some sort of a disease in Vietnam, and they medevaced me to the 926th Evac Hospital up in Cameron Bay. And that's where I started playing guitar, with a balsa wood guitar, $5 Vietnamese guitar. And a Zippo cigarette lighter for a slide, and as I was recovering from that, I started playing guitar.
Do you still use a Zippo?
In fact, somebody gave me a Zippo the other day as a piece of mojo. One thing about mojo is somebody's got to give it to you, and I've got several pieces of mojo hands. That's the most recent one. I don't know if it's got any power in it yet. But I've got it there for the sake of a full demonstration of the range of what you can use when you play my unorthodox left-handed backwards flat on the lap or flat on the table type.
It better look bad.
Watermelon Slim and his band, The Workers, from the album of the same name on the Northern Blues label, the tune Hard Times. I'm very excited to welcome Watermelon Slim to the House of Blues Radio Hour.
Thank you very much, Ward. I appreciate that.
Sir, this is your first time on the program. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got into this music we all love.
Well, I was born in 1949. I grew up in Asheville, North Carolina, and the blues was the first live music that I ever heard. It was being sung by a woman that worked for my mother. This was the last days of the old Jim Crow down there in the South, so I grew up with that perspective, with a lot of Southern and Southern black culture, and it just kind of grew on me over the years.
Now, sir, although you don't look it, you have the age to be a Vietnam vet, and you were one. I understand that you were in the conflict when you taught yourself the slide guitar. Is that right?
That's right. I got some sort of a disease in Vietnam, and they medevaced me to the 926th Evac Hospital up in Cameron Bay, and that's where I started playing guitar, with a balsa wood guitar, $5 Vietnamese guitar, and a Zippo cigarette lighter for a slide, and as I was recovering from that, I started playing guitar.
Do you still use a Zippo?
In fact, somebody gave me a Zippo the other day as a piece of mojo. one thing about mojo is somebody's got to give it to you. And I've got several pieces of mojo hands. That's the most recent one. I don't know if it's got any power in it yet. But I've got it there for the sake of a full demonstration of the range of what you can use when you play my unorthodox left-handed backwards flat on the lap or flat on the table type.
Hey, I'm Elwood Blues. House of Blues Radio Hour. DJ, be quiet. Play music. Let's take a ride with Watermelon Slim.
I was riding shotgun in the devil's Cadillac. I was riding shotgun in the devil's Cadillac. We was heading for the crossroads with a monkey on my back.
Woo, what a tune, Devil's Cadillac. Watermelon Slim and the Workers from the album of the same name on the Northern Blues label. This is your House of Blues Radio Hour, and Watermelon Slim is my guest right now. A lot of great songs on this CD, Devil's Cadillac, one of my favorites. Tell me about that. How'd that song come about?
Well, that's one of the co-written ones. Michael Newberry actually gave me an idea for it, partly from a feel of it and partly from having been to the crossroads, you know, 69 and 41 north of Clarksdale, Mississippi. If you stop at that crossroads, particularly if you had stopped at that crossroads 6 years or 16 years or, you know, 56 years before, that's what you would have seen, deserted farmers' fields. There's just almost nothing. There's a little bit more build-up there at this point. They've got a convenience store and on the east side of the road, and kind of quasi-agricultural industry is starting to spring up around that crossroads. But it used to be just a deserted place. You went out to the crossroads, fell down on your knees, you know.
Oh, yes.
Which I did the first time I ever went there.
I went to the crossroads. Fell down on my knees.
Hey, gotta ask, where did the name Watermelon Slim come from?
When I came back from Vietnam, I settled in New England and lived most of the 1970s up there and in around Boston. I was a musical wannabe and a political activist and a grunt laborer, and not to put too fine a point on it, I was an associate of associates, I think is the way it works. I knew some people around the mob.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting nowhere. I was coming to a lot of dead ends, and it was time to leave Dodge. I went to Oklahoma, and I started farming, trying to reinvent myself completely here. And one day I'm standing out in the field. I've got a harmonica in one hand and a piece of watermelon in the other hand, and it was kind of just like Paul, you know, on the Damascus Road. The revelation was there. I had me a blues name, and I knew I was Watermelon Slim from sometime in the summer of 1980 and for the rest of my life.
All right, now, we like to push the live appearances of our performers that we have on the show here. So tell our listeners what to expect if they come to a Watermelon Slim show. What are they in for?
What they're in for is a show that is becoming tighter, a mixture of contemporary and traditional blues music. The music doesn't go that far from the blues. I don't have, for instance, any effects pedals with my guitar or harp. I'm playing with an old bass man, a 1967 bass man, and a Green Bullet microphone, just as traditional as can be. I actually got a Blue Bullet on there right now. The Green Bullet's in the shop. It got dropped enough times. Matter of fact, the last time I jumped back on stage, I pulled the cord right out of that poor sucker.
Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. I've been all over three counties trying to run that mad paper down. When the girl needs a steak, she forks a check out the market. She wants her a car and a place to park it. She don't do no work, just reaches in my pocket. The sheriff says my checks are bouncing like a rocket. Check riding woman, got my paper all over town. I've been out over four counties trying to run that bad paper down.
All right, there you had Juke Joint, Woman, Watermelon Slim, and the Workers. And Watermelon Slim with me right now on your House of Blues Radio Hour. You have been in the armed services, sir. You have been a truck driver, a farmer, a teacher. You've done all sorts of things. What made you finally decide to go into the blues music full-time?
Well, I'd always wanted to do that. I had wondered whether I was actually talented enough to do it. Was this not just a curse I was running down the road after that was a will-o'-the-wisp? Should I actually be out doing this, especially considering that I'm not a good-looking man? I think I'm probably on the short list of the 10 ugliest son of a bleepers in the blues. I don't think there's any question about it. Me and Elvin Bishop are just, we can hit ugly, we can throw ugly, we can steal ugly, we can hit and run ugly.
Make sense of it all. But if you think these blues ain't bad, you ain't never faced the fool. Cause my coffee cup is empty and the ashtray full. Yeah, my coffee cup is empty.
Ashtray. First time I've ever heard a song with that title, Watermelon Slim and the Workers. On the Radio Hour today, Mr. Watermelon Slim has been my guest. Again, sir, this album is terrific, and I thank you for taking the time to stop by. Anything you'd like to say to our listeners as we part company?
Well, I feel very fortunate to be able to be pursuing a dream that I was pursuing in the 1970s, and I'm still pursuing it now. I feel very fortunate to be able to do that. God help me. God is helping me. So this is the watermelon standing by on this frequency.